Parshas Hazino begins in describing the Torah. The Torah describes the Yarav Kamata Luchi, Tizal Katal Amrasi, Kasiiram Ale Desha Kravivim Ale Esav. The Torah is compared to rain, Matar, to do Tal. And Rebellion Meir Bloch, the Tal, the Tales of Rosh Yeshiva, explains that when we look at Matar and Tal, we look at rain and dew don't just offer nourishment to what grows from the ground. Rain and dew really do much more. Rain and dew prepare the ground that it should be able to get nourished and ultimately grow wonderful things. He says, learning Torah is not just amassing the knowledge of the Torah, that the Torah teaches us halacha, and the Torah teaches us what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do. The Torah is much more than that. He explains that the Torah teaches us how to live a life. He says, if we look at the Torah, if we look at Torah Shebiksav, look at Torah Shebapeh, they're replete with history, they're replete with philosophy, and of course they are replete with what we're allowed to do, what we're not allowed to do. They're replete with different situations that took place between different people, husbands, wives, rabbeim and talmidim, neighbors, people who got along, people who didn't get along. He says, if we look at the entire Torah, we'll see that almost every experience and every situation one can discover in life is in the Torah. And he says that's what the Gemara Masechta Sota Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis refers to Shimush Talmid Chachamim. Shimush Talmid Chachamim is to understand and appreciate that the Torah is not just a law book telling us legal advice, what we may or what we may not do. The Torah is here to teach us a way of life, and it's not just here to teach us a way of life. It's here to mold us, to live a life that we're supposed to live. And the pasuk says further in our parasha, Kiloi dover reik hu mikem. The Torah is not something that's reik. So, of course, the question that the Panim Yafis, I think, is trying to answer is how would one consider dover reik? How can one think, chas v'shalom, that the Torah is nothing but fantastic that the Torah has to say it's lo dover reik. So he says that actually what the Torah, what the pasuk is referring to is not that to speak just to the people who learn Torah, as we just explained, how incredibly important and incredibly wonderful and effective to our lives is learning Torah, but it's actually much more. The Torah is speaking here to the people who are those who teach Torah. And he quotes the Gemara in Masechta Ma'id Katan Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph that the pasuk says, Ki malach Hashem tzvokesu. And he says, Amarav doim l'malach Hashem, if a Rebbe is like a malach, l'moid m'menu, that he is the Rebbe, he is the teacher to learn from. And the question is, what does it mean that a Rebbe is like a malach? How would one be able to even recognize if one's teacher is a malach? Do we really know what a malach looks like, that we could be able to identify that this Talmud Chacham is a malach and this individual is not a malach? So he says that the pasuk says in Zechariah, V'nasati l'cha mahalchim bein ha'im d'ma'ela. The pasuk speaks about people who are mahalchim, people who walk, and people who are oimdim, people who stay still. He says the difference between a mahalach, the difference between somebody who walks and somebody who stays still, is that a mahalach is the difference between a person and a malach. A person has the opportunity to be mahalach, to constantly grow in his avodas Hashem, grow in his liman haTorah. And then you have people who are oimdim, they're standing in one place. When somebody is a teacher, when somebody teaches people Torah, he's really in the status, in the category of a malach. Because in the time that he could have been learning on his own and great and learn and growing in his limud Torah and his avodas Hashem. He takes out that time to learn with talmidim, and that, so to speak, takes away from him that opportunity of growing. The pasuk says regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'dibah Hashem al Moshe panim al panim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu face to face. What an incredible opportunity for Moshe Rabbeinu to learn from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And obviously, in those special moments, how much can we only imagine that Moshe Rabbeinu grew? But the pasuk says, "V'shav al amachna." Moshe Rabbeinu was prepared to, after learning from Hakadosh Baruch Hu and having the opportunity for such incredible growth, the pasuk says, "V'shav al amachna." He was able to go back to the people and spend time teaching people Torah, even though it took away from his own personal growth. The Gemara Masechta Erev and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis speaks about Rav Preda. Rav Preda learned with a Talmud. He taught the Gemara, the same Gemara, 400 times. But the Gemara says that Rav Preda, because he was willing to give up of his time and his energy to learn with this Talmud, to teach this Talmud, the Gemara, or whatever they were learning 400 times, he got a special gift. The gift was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him another 400 years. As the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin teaches us, G'doy l'toyrish in esenes chayim l'loim dehu. Chayim l'aysah, the person who is an oisah, the person who makes other people grow in Torah, is the person that nosenes lechayim, that the Torah gives that person the opportunity to live longer. And that, he says, is pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Tzadik atama yifrach, keres balvonon yizge, sesum aveis Hashem, v'chatzos elekeinu yafrichu, oid yenuvim beseva, deshenim virananim yiyu." There is a tzadik that's like a tamar. The tamar is the tree that gives fruit. And then there's the person that's ke'erez. The erez is a cedar tree. It's a tree that doesn't give fruit. It grows yizge, it grows very tall. But then you have the tzaddik who's willing to give up from his precious time, from his precious moments, to teach other people Torah. And that takes away from his ability to grow. Says the pasuk, "Oy yenuvim beseva." The person who spends his life teaching other people Torah, "Oy yenuvim beseva," HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I will give him extra years. He'll be an old man. And not only will he be a man, be zoicha to old age, but deshenim v'rananim yu, those years will be healthy years." A person who gives up of his life, then the person to teach other people HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah will only gain from that. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael. K'doy davareik. Don't think that teaching, spending time teaching people Torah is something that is not a worthwhile occupation. K'loy davareik. It's not something that is meaningless. It brings the most meaningful opportunity to those that learn Torah from you, and also brings the opportunity to the people who learn Torah. But the Chafetz Chaim says that it's even more than that. He says that a marshal, there was once somebody who had a child who unfortunately was very ill. And he went to a doctor and he asked the doctor, "What can we do to help my child get better?" And the doctor said, "What you need is your child to get transfusion of blood from a special individual." I guess he gave him very clear instructions who should be the donor of the blood. But he added one thing, that the amount of blood that that donor has to give is a huge amount of blood that would leave the donor without enough blood to survive. And this father was looking for this donor, and of course there is no donor that would be able and be willing to give away that amount of blood, because then he'll be left without an opportunity to live. He says, that's how we're supposed to look at Torah. He says, a life without Torah is a life that has no meaning. Just like the blood is what is essential for our survival, Torah is essential for our survival. And he says very interestingly, he says a person who doesn't learn Torah and he comes up to the Olam HaEmes after he lives his life, Gehenim, Chas V'Shalom, putting that person in Gehenim won't be a way to solve that issue. Because Gehenim could be a punishment for somebody who Chas V'Shalom did Averis. But Gehenim can't replace the holy moments that we can have, the holy moments that we can have in learning Torah. Nothing can replace those moments. And therefore, every moment that we have should be loy davareik, says the Chofetz Chaim. Those moments should not be wasted. We should take every moment that we have and use them in the most positive manner. And like that, we will be zoicha to tadik etamer v'yifroch, oyen nuvim b'seiva d'sheinim v'rananim yiyu.